Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, it's customer service for whom?
We're a third-party call center that represents over hundreds of companies with many different products. If you provide me some information, I'll be able to find your account.
Well, it says premium PHA.
Yes, ma'am. That's a meal plan.
That's a meal plan?
What's your zip code? I'll be able to locate your transaction, ma'am.
67502.
One moment. Yes, ma'am. What's the name?
Olin Dovel, D-O-V-E-L.
Okay, sir. Is that Mr. Dovel?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, what's your address, Mr. Dovel?
3318 North Pershing Street, Hutchinson, Kansas.
Yes, sir. I have located a transaction for you here. Give me one moment till the computer load up.
Okay.
Mr. Dovel? Okay,
yes.
I see what happened here. Back in January 23rd, you agreed to pay the shipping and handling for a chance to win the tablet. So what happened from that?
No, I didn't authorize it.
No, sir. The $7.95, you didn't agree to pay $7.95?
I sure as hell didn't agree to pay $56.95.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The $56.95 is what was in the terms and agreement when you claimed the $7.95.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a fraud because I didn't sign up for anything.
No, sir, it's not a fraud. Let me explain to you what happened. So, on the 29th, they charged you $54.97. Okay, and then what I can do for you on the last charge that was in April 1st.
Yeah, what about all the others?
No, I can't. If you had to call me back in January, it wouldn't have been nothing in March or nothing.
I didn't sign up for anything ever.
Yes, sir. It would have been in your terms and conditions when you put your account number in. It tells you before it accepts you. It will not even accept your card unless you accept the terms and conditions. So what happens, it tells you that it's going to enroll you into this meal plan that you have. It tells you that it's going to enroll you.
Are they sending me something or what?
No,
I
sir.
Anything.
No, sir. You registered for a tablet, an entry to win the tablet. And in the terms and conditions, if they were read, it did
tell you. This is a damn scam. It's exactly what it is.
No, sir. It's not. What I can do for you is on that last charge there.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to go back to the credit card company. And I'm going to get my money back.
Yes, sir. I would hate to see that you lose that dispute because it is a valid charge. What I can do here as a courtesy is offer you that one full month back and go and make sure. Now, what you want to do before you get off the phone with me now, I need to cancel so you won't have any reoccurring charges, because what happens is it's a monthly reoccurring charge. And I hear what you're saying about that one charge, but you need to make sure I get it canceled so you won't keep getting charges, okay? So that's
okay,
the first.
Well, let's make sure I cancel it right now.
Yes, sir. I can
but
cancel.
I am going to go back to the credit card company because this is a fraud.
Well, now, sir, if you're going to file a dispute, I'm not going to give the discount here. And then when the bank calls here, it's going to be a valid charge. So I'm trying to do a courtesy refund here for you. The bank, okay. The only thing they're going to do is call here and ask if it's a valid charge. And it is a valid charge because you inputted your account number, okay? But what I can do on this end, I can refund that April 1st, 59, what is it, 5989? Now, the ones back from March and February, if you had a call...
He charged me $56.95.
Okay, excuse me, $56.85. $56.95, yes, sir. I can refund that. I see it right here, but I'm in a different screen right now trying to get you canceled, okay? But the $56.95, I can't get refunded back to you, as well as canceling the membership so you won't get any further charges. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, please hold while I notate your account. We're going to cancel the membership as well as refund you $56.95, okay?
Well, I don't understand what the $56.95 was for.
Yes, sir. It was for, well, when you signed in and put your account number in, it asked to accept the terms and conditions. And the thing of it is, your card would not take anything unless the terms and conditions were accepted. And provided that it were read, the terms and conditions was read, it'll state to you that you was going to be enrolled into the gadget store or whatever the case might have been. In this case, it would have been the gadget store for the tablet, the chance to win the tablet. And so what the gadget store is, you get a membership each month to purchase other things from the gadget store. It's an online gadget store. So if you don't want to be a member yet, that's no issue with that. We'll refund the $56.95 and cancel the account going forward so you won't receive any other charges.
Okay.
Okay, will you please hold?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Dovell, I'm still notating your account, okay?
Okay.
But what it is... Okay, Mr. Dover, I got the order was refunded $56.95 successfully. That goes back to your bank. It's at the discretion of your bank. It's 3 to 5 business days before that goes back on the card. And you need a cancellation number here for me. You got something to write with?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me get the membership going forward. Any reoccurring charges would not be there. You ready? C is in Charlie.
Yes.
2595-33730.
Okay.
And let me recap here. So you got your refund of $56.95 for that last charge, $56.95, as well as I've canceled your account. Going forward, you won't receive any charges May, June, or July because the account has been canceled. And I have given you a cancellation number. Anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you for calling Customer Support, and you have a wonderful night, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.